Holding by both. So the marshal that we gave the other night was of a guy who was given an electric saw and he had to cut a piece of wood straight. So Kolzman, he's focused. That means before he started cutting the saw, before he started cutting the wood, he knew exactly what he has to do, how he has to do it, and what he wants to do. The minute that he puts the saw to the piece of wood, he also knows what to do. Now, if he loses focus, either the wood's not going to come out straight, or something else is going to happen. But one thing for sure, it's not going to come out the way he wants it. That is, he says, is the nimshal, a person has to look at himself as a vada. He knows what he's supposed to do. He knows there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. He knows that there's a certain tachlis on this world. He's just not focused. He hasn't taken the idea of what he has and joined it and put it into action. And he comes along and he says, a person, in order to be'etzem, be focused, has to remind himself very often of what he's here for. So he starts like this. Ma be'emes tachlis ha'odem be'lome. What be'etzem is the tachlis of a person? Now we're not talking about taking on a good deed as a new Kabbalah. We're talking about in the big picture, what is everybody here on this world for? Tachlis ha'odom hudova yodua v'lo yodua. It's known and it's not known. Yodua, v'nesha odom koral kach. A person read about it. He knows it. He's read different books. Svarim. He knows exactly what we're here for. But, ulam be'emes hi eini yodua. Because be'etzem it's not known. Why? Because yediyah is miloshen chibur. Vayeda ha'adam es ishtei is miloshen chibur. You're connected. You internalize the yediyah to l'maisa. So he says be'etzem. You know, I haven't internalized it, and I'm not be'etzem mechubur to the yediyah that I know. So be'etzem, what I know is be'etzem outside. It's an outside yediyah, outside knowledge of what. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. But be'etzem, is it burning in him, the idea? He's unfocused. Does the emes burn in him? If the emes was burning in him, then he would take out a piece of paper, write down on a piece of paper exactly what he's doing on this world, how long he's on this world for, right? Nobody's here more than 120 years. Right? So everybody knows that be'erach, within the next 100 years, they're going to be rotting away somewhere in some piece of land that was bought as a Beis HaKvaros. Right? But be'etzem, and if he writes all this down and he takes it out of his pocket every 15 minutes, that's be'etzem what every person should be doing. And that's be'etzem what the Koyach HaMusa is. Musa is just Chazoras Hashia of the same thing. If Yisrael Salanter was once sat up a whole night and just went over one Maimer Chazal, that was what we saw as Chiddush in Musa. That he went over one Maimer Chazal a whole night to internalize it. That's the Koyach HaMusa. And that's be'etzem what Musa does. Musa is taking the Yediyah. That's why you find, after bringing you the cassette one night, perhaps by Avad, will sit down, you listen to the way Reb Elie learned Musa. Right? He was taking a Maimer Chazal and he chazed it over with a nigan for half an hour. You do that day in, day out. Chassam Sefer used to say that on a day where he didn't learn Musa, he felt a krivus, a kalkite, a certain coldness in his Yerushalayim. Right? He sent a certain contact to my wife, because every person has to be reminded, and every person has to do Chazara 24/7. That's not real Musa, that's Yediyah. Right, that's be by yourself. That's Yediyah. Only Yediyah. Everything that, but Etzem, what we're doing over here is all about Yediyah. To do it yourself, you've got to do chazara yourself, you've got to chazara over yourself, you've got to talk to yourself, you've got to who knows what. But that be'etzim, what was the whole Muslim movement of Yisrael Salanter, of Espeididus, etc., etc., all that was in order to internalize the idea of what I'm here on this world for. Now, ma be'emes tachlis ha'odon be'ilomim. What is the real tachlis in this world? So he comes along and he says like this. You're doing divrei Mesilas Yesharim. Everybody knows the Mesilas Yesharim, Shekosav, ube'emes. And this is what the Mesilas Yesharim says in Perik Aleph. And be'emes, it's a poshto zach, we all know about it, we just never internalized it. Ube'emes, ki ha-shleimus hamiti, the real shleimus of a person. What I'm saying shleimus means, in the big picture, what shleimus is. How do you say shleimus in English?
Complete.
It's more than that. When we're talking about a shleimus of a person. Fulfillment.
Perfection.
Is rak hadveikus b'yis barach shemoy. Is only be'etzem dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Being connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam 24/7. The more a person is dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more he has shleimus. Now, the biggest way of coming to dveikus is through Torah, because Torah is chokhmah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and kutsha b'richu the Ribbono Shel Olam v'ayreisam Torah v'yisrael chadu is all one, and that's be'etzem the highest madrega. That's why we say godol b'Torah is dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why we say there's such a thing as das Torah. Das Torah means, is I'm talking to a godly person because he's connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam 24/7. There is other ways in dveikus. There's tefillah. There's dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam where a person can go through a day and he stops for 5 minutes and he talks to the Ribbono Shel Olam and he thinks about the Ribbono Shel Olam and he lives with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's also dveikus. You can be in business and you can stop and you can think about the Ribbono Shel Olam, or you can thank the Ribbono Shel Olam when you finish the deal. That's also dveikus. That is, you're connected. Everybody has different madregas in connection, but the tachlis of the Bria is that we all get connected to Ribbono Shel Olam, because that's be'etzem where we belong, because our neshama is be'etzem dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted us to come down and work for it and go back up there to what our makor is. What is our makor? Being dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hu ma'ashakosuv dovad ha'melech v'ani kirvas elekim li toiv. Being close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what's good for me. Im odom klumim, odom reitzel das ma odom asholim. What is an odom asholim? What did Dovid HaMelech, he understood what's best for him, and if it's good for him, then it's good for all of us. So Dovid HaMelech understood, and he went through everything in this world. He understood, and he kirvas adakim, being close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, li toiv is good. That's what the rule does. Af odom, and he says a meridik emoshel. Af odom in a union boy, kisa shovel. A broken chair, this is what we spoke about the other week. Af odom in a union boy, mita shvur. We're not interested in a broken bed. a person in his kabuchayme, a person in his pnimius, he doesn't want to walk around a broken person. He doesn't want to walk around with a broken hand, a broken leg. We want to walk around shleimus. Now, another word for shleimus is when a person feels no nuchas hanefesh. No, nuchas hanefesh is how do you say when a person is calm, collective,
relaxed?
Another word for relaxed. Tranquility. Yeah. Huh? No, tranquility is a certain nuchas hanefesh a person has when he's at peace with himself. There's a certain shleimus here. In pnimius hanefesh, right? Depression, right? Which 99% of all Americans suffer from, is because the neshama, because the person, doesn't have that shleimus. He's missing something. He's walking around with a broken. So we say we're walking around with a broken heart. But Be'etim is walking around with an Ava, right? A person sitting on a three-legged chair, he's not exactly comfortable, and he has to watch every moment. A guy's sleeping on a rockety bed, he's not going to sleep very, very, very good. What's the chat? Because he's the heft of what he's sitting on or what he's lying on, doesn't have a shleimus. it's going to come out in the wash. You won't be able to sleep properly, you won't be able to sit properly, you won't be able to eat a meal properly if the table's not a proper table. A person, the pnimius hanefesh, if he doesn't feel a shleimus, he's missing something. It's going to get him depressed. Depression, the etzem, is a ruchni as the machala. People look at depression, kilo, I'm depressed. What am I depressed about? I've got to go to the psychologist. Well, the psychologist is going to help. Work out your problems. An el chayid doesn't have midlife crisis. To Matthias. Reb Chaim Kanievsky didn't go through midlife crisis. Ban Leif Shteyman didn't suffer from midlife crisis. Midlife crisis is... What's be'etzim the optites of midlife crisis? You suddenly realize that you're 50 years old. You suddenly realize you're more on the other side of the fence. And you don't have that many years left. And you suddenly look back and say, what did I achieve? And you suddenly make a cheshbon, what can I achieve? I'm just I'm nowhere.
So how about the midlife crisis, I look back convertible?
What?
How come after the midlife crisis, everyone just runs about to convertible?
Because they think that's going to give them the shleimus. They think that's going to give them happiness. And it's a load of baloney. When I hit pension, that's when I'm going to be happy. I'll be satisfied. I'll be able to... You know, there's the famous marshal of a guy. He made his millions and he decided to not give, you know, stop doing business. And it's 50 years old. He decided he's buying a holiday resort, a house on a holiday on the ocean. And he's going to relax. And he comes down to the beach the first day and he's relaxing and he's going to go fishing. Fishing was always his dream of relaxing. And then he sees a few feet away a guy sitting there fishing. He says, how do you get here? He says, what do you mean? I enjoy it. And if you enjoy it, where's your panosa? He turns around to the guru and says to him, I don't understand. You spent your whole life chasing money. You worked like a dog for 50 years. What was the sea of your hano was to go and buy a house and go fishing. He says, I save myself all the bother. I live in this little hut. I catch two fish and I'm happy. I don't even have to work. You work for 40 years. Here I am, sitting doing the same as you. I'm fishing. I'm even Yogan. Right? So, you didn't get it. Shleimus, Mazeh Yehudi Shalom. Shlechosel Oyedayim, Shlechosel Erem. That's Chitzenius. Shleimus Amitis, the real Shleimus is Shleimus Nafshi, is a certain contentment, or Shleimus, inner soul has a certain Shleimus. Shleimus, what's the real Shleimus? Kirvus Hashem, being close to the Rabboni Shleimus, like he says from the Sizer Shom. Ube'emes, ki ha-Shleimus ha-Miti, ki dveikus ba'iz baruch shomay. That's the real Shleimus. And anything less than that, and anything that we don't, when we don't have real Shleimus and Ruchnius, there's a hole. We feel a certain emptiness. When a guy says to you, I feel emptier, it's gatenished. So we're going to go and tell him that you Be'emes is... So, of course, today we can't go turn around to a guy who, a yeshiva bacha, or even a guy who's 30, 40 years old, and is working, but you know what you're missing? You're missing dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's going to look as if you're cuckoo, right? But be say that davar underneath it all, that's what it is. Because the neshama, it feels empty. I always tell her that, you know, survival, you can eat a potato peel. That's called survival. To go through Auschwitz and survive, like you're still alive, on a potato peel, yeah, there's plenty of people that walked out of Auschwitz on potato peels. Living, I've got to have three meals a day. Living, I've got to have a steak, I've got to have a piece of meat, I've got to have a psagut, because into childhood, that's living. We don't realize, but we're all survivors. We go through life surviving. So every so often, and we live our ruchni's dicker life is better than a bunch of potato peels. We're surviving. The problem is that most potato peels we can slip on, and that's what goes wrong. We're not living; we're surviving. When your person is not really focused, zula ze mashiyachshu b'nei odom. You hear what he tainas burns. Anything else that a person thinks l'toiv, is good. Eina ela hevel v'shovnite is only a load of baloney. V'shovnite, and it's a mistaken way of thinking that that's going to give me toiv. What a Yid really has in his life is one thing: kirvus Hashem, being close to the Rebbeinu Shlom, and dveikus b'Hashem. Kol muhusa, the whole essence of a Yid is to be close to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Now, v'loy rak b'olam haba tachlis ha'odom. Avada, that the tachlis of a person is to come to olam haba and to go back to be dovek to the Rebbeinu Shlom. But even in olam hazeh, the avoid of a person is to be dovok. The more I'm dovok, the more I feel a shlemus. When I have that shlemus, there's no such thing as depression. There's no such thing as feeling empty. There's no such thing as, you know, I'm going through a bad day. The veikus b'Hashem is what gives the neshama. That is the steak. And when I don't have that steak, I am hungry. I can survive. Most people will go through life surviving. Surviving, he'll have his ups and his downs, and he'll get some days he'll be able to steal from the kitchen a potato peel, and one day in his Auschwitz of his life, of his 70, 80 years that he's living through his personal Auschwitz, he'll be able to get a full potato, but it won't be cooked. And that's the way we go through life. We're survivors. We're all survivors. Nobody really lives life. We have our ups, we have our downs, we have our depressions, this bothers us, that bothers us, I didn't make it, next door's making it, he's got more cars than he's got, he has a nicer vacation, he did better this, he did better here. All this kinna, the sinna and taiva is all because I'm surviving to get through life. When your focus is on the veikus b'Hashem, getting closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's living. What in Ruchnius? Ruchnius. Oh, so this is something we're going to get into later. Into where this has nothing to do. This has nothing to do with how many hours a day you learn. The highest madrega of being close to the Rebbeinu Shlom is through Torah. So if you're learning 24/7, you're the closest. If the Torah is learnt the right way. Chaim Volozhiner writes that before you start learning, you've got to think of a tshuva, etc. Say that. I'm not going into the Torah Lishma. But you can be close to Rebbeinu Shlom and working. The Vekas by Rebbeinu Shlom has nothing to do with or being close to Rebbeinu Shlom or living with the Rebbeinu Shlom. You can be living with the Rebbeinu Shlom 24/7. You can be standing by a bus stop and thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom or asking the Rebbeinu Shlom for something. Or when you go to work, asking the Rebbeinu Shlom, let me go through the day. The Goyin writes, if a person would get up in the morning and be...
You have to be a lot bigger of a Baal Midas and a lot better of a person to be able to do it at work.
You don't have to be a Baal Midas. Go the other way. When a person is focused on the Vekas Vashem and being close to the Rebbeinu Shlom, Midas automatically fall into place. This is an Alta Shaila. Do I have to work on the middah? Or once I'm focused on something else, l'moshel, you're cutting a piece of wood, right? And you're holding the electric saw. And a guy comes over and tells you a piece of news. You're going to stop, or you're going to wait till you finish cutting the saw? Okay, what happened to your curiosity? What happened to the gishmak and lashon hara? Your focus, that doesn't take.
So how do you build your concentration?
So that comes, so he's going to get to it soon. That comes. First of all, we're trying to set what are we supposed to do.
Well, I'm just saying is that the learning is obviously a loophole. It's a loophole.
I'm not even getting to learning. Throughout this whole sefer, you won't even hear about how much you have to learn.
Because if you're learning, you're automatically close.
But the fact is, Rav Chaskel Abramsky was sent to Siberia. So he turned around before he got on that bus to Siberia, and he said, "Ribbono Shel Olam, I call bidei shemaim chutz mitzinim apachem. Everything is min hashemaim except for having colds, right? Having colds, it's up to you. If you look after yourself properly, you won't get it." He says, "You're putting me in a matzav." He said, "Rebbeinu Shlom, you're putting me in a matzav where I don't have control over tzinim apachem. So it's up to you. So I'm asking you, watch over me." He never got a cold in the year and a half he was in Siberia. And the time is, was that koyach tefillah? He lived with the Rebbeinu Shlom. You know, we make fun sometimes of the Breslovers going to Spiders. He was there for a year and a half. Yeah, it was a whole mess how he got out. But that's why he came to London. Because he had to get out. That was one of the time he had to get out of Russia. But what's pshat? What's pshat when you find that you can turn around and talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam and you take again an answer? People feel that way. People do it and have had answers. What's pshat? They're connected. They internalize the idea that he's your best friend. They internalize the idea that he is the one. See, once you're makir that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that gives everything, and your ishtadlus is better not going to make a difference. You can work for weeks and weeks and weeks, and you're not going to get anywhere with it unless the Ribbono Shel Olam decides to give it to you. There'll be a million different reasons why you won't make it, and they'll all be right excuses. By the end of the day, it's pshat, the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want to give it to you. When you're korov to the Ribbono Shel Olam and you turn around and you're asking for siyata d'shamayim, you're makir that he's the only one. Ribbono Shel Olam gives it to you, no problem. Now, you can be dovak to the Ribbono Shel Olam on the way to business. You can be dovak to the Ribbono Shel Olam while you're in business. You can be dovak to the Ribbono Shel Olam while you're coming home. You can be dovak to the Ribbono Shel Olam while you're davening. That has nothing to do with what you're doing, who you are, where you are. It's a nacharam, it's an avodah. But be'etzem, when a person is connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you'll see a lot of zaitika problem, a lot of side problem fall away. Most problems in today's world, you will see, are coming because we're not connected. So therefore, it bothers me. I mean, the highest madrig is a marshal. I'll give you a marshal. A guy comes over to you and does a filthy shtickler. And you're ready to, you see, there's such a thing as you're ready to deck the guy, yeah? Now, if I turn around and told you, you know, why didn't you look at it differently? Look at it as if the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah, it had nothing to do with that guy. That guy happened to be a shliach from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam that did it. It doesn't even. It shouldn't even bother you that Yenna did it. Right?
He's a sick person.
It's not on the gear. He's a shliach from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? But be'etzem, if the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want you to get a punch in the face, it wouldn't have happened. When you live like that, you'll be a much happier person. You won't get angry. You won't have nakoma. You won't have anything. Say that. He's a shliach. I'm supposed to have tzar now. This is a shliach. It's nothing to do with Hashem taking care of him. You don't even look at Hashem going to take care of him. That's already in the nakoma. It's not. That's not the nakuda. 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 The nakuda over here is Yenna doesn't even stay you. Why? Because it's not nagia. That's when I'm connected. When a guy goes through life living with the Ribbono Shel Olam, 99% of his problems go out the window. It's a whole different. His whole concept of what's a problem, what's not a problem, how he deals with it, what he deals with it, it's a whole different. It's a whole different. It's a whole different ballgame. The more I'm connected, so he says, how do you, the more you're connected, the more you feel the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more, you know, I'll tell you a maaser, there was once a guy that walked into to Kfar Chassidim. So what's it going to do with you?
You see what's going on in the real world, right?
No.
And you don't see,
like,
you know that.
It starts at 10:15, not 11. Yeah? No. No. What's it got? Why are you looking around? What's it got to do? Here, you want? What's the difference? What's in the gear to you? There was a guy who was a friar guy. He walked into the Vesem Medicine, Kfar Chassidim. And the holy shiva was davening, and he stood there for 10 minutes watching everybody. And he turned around, and the belly was sitting in the front. And he turned around and he said, "What was the line?" He said, "Everybody over here is davening. They're all talking. They're all speaking. But he's the only one that's talking." That means he felt that when Rebellia was davening, Pshat is Rebellia was davening to Ribbono Shel Olam, Kido. They're having a conversation. He's the one that's really talking to God. The rest of them are all davening. They're speaking. He's talking. He's the one that's talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's Pshat? Pshat is he felt closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He felt Korav Hashem L'chol Kairov.
It sounds simple. Why not stopping everybody from doing this, from being like this?
That's exactly what you're saying. How come the idea that we all know, and everybody knows the emes, and everybody knows that in 100 years' time, all of us are going to be 6 feet underneath. Some might make it more than 100, but we're not here forever, right? I mean, that's claw. I mean, if
there's a difference between knowing something in your brain and actually
feeling. Exactly. Internalizing it is the hardest avoid. That's what I told you the other night. The difference between knowing and not knowing is not as far as knowing and internalizing it. So, Hitain is over here. But Exim, if we believed what we know, we'd be writing it down on a piece of paper and we'd pulling out this piece of paper every 15 minutes. The truth is, we want to know, but we don't want to know. Because once I believe and I internalize it, it's machayev. But he goes around a different way. It's more than machayev. It makes life much easier. Because the metzias is, not being connected is a lot harder. Sitting on a three-legged chair, or eating, or sleeping on a bed that only has three legs, is not as comfortable sitting on a chair that has four legs.
That's what I'm saying, is when someone's connected, he does something wrong, he gets smacked for it every time.
Where'd you get that from?
No, it's a certain character.
And if you're not connected, you don't get?
Not as much.
Who's that?
People say screw to the whole religion. They say forget everything.
They're going to burn for everything.
Right, they're going to burn for everything. Why don't they get punished?
Who said they don't get punished?
On this world.
Who said they don't get punished on this world?
Not as much as people that don't say
school,
people that are always on the borderline.
That's not true. Deruch Hashem Slecha is part of
the... Hashem doesn't bother punishing. It's not worth it. He's like, okay, I'll let you burn, but I don't want to wake you up.
First of all, it's not 100% sure. There's a din v'cheshbon on everything that any yid does. Whether he's a tzaddik, a rosho, or whether he cares or doesn't care, or whether he says...
When someone's fighting himself, He gets in trouble, and you see the guy who's not Mechal Shabbos, you know, does everything.
That's your Nisayon.
What?
That's your Nisayon. That's a Nisayon for you.
That's your Nisayon.
That's part of. So you're asking me the big shayla of Tzaddik Rala Rosh
Hashanah. No, the answer is that Hashem says that what I heard is that these guys are not worth it.
There's a million and one answers, but they all have to give din v'cheshbon at the end. Whether on this, they all give din v'cheshbon. What looks to you right on this world doesn't mean it's good. Doesn't mean it's good. Because Yena had, three cars, and he's a Rosh Hashanah.
I'm saying, I know he's not getting the right, but the fact is that he's not connected. That's why he's not getting punished on this world.
Who said he doesn't get punished on this world either?
Someone who's saying, I hate God all day.
How do you know he doesn't have Shalom Bayis? How do you know he doesn't have this? How do you know he doesn't have that?
There's so many people. I'm happy. I know people personally very well.
Yeah.
They said screw everything, and the guy's making $1 million a year. And he has a happy marriage. He's having fun. He's going on vacation 20 times a year.
Actually, that guy's tachlis is in order to give you the nisayon that you should have that nisayon of saying, you know what, perhaps.
It's not what it's saying for me. I know that he's not happier. He's not happier than I want to be.
I'll tell you a story. There was once a story that there was a guy in Radin that he owned a house, right? And an almana moved in, and she hadn't paid rent. She hadn't paid rent for a few months. He came one night and he took off the roof because she wouldn't pay. She didn't have money to pay. He took off the roof and they were left. And they had to leave the house in the middle of the night in the freezing cold European winter. And the Chofetz Chaim said, years later, 50 years later, the guy was bitten by a crazy dog. And he went meshuggah. And he had a misa meshuna and nobody wanted to do tahara on him. Because his skin and whatever, the guy stank, and it was a terrible misa mishuna, and his son had to do it. His son was the only one that would do the tahara. And the Chofetz Chaim said, I waited 50 years to see Din Shemayim. I knew it wasn't shaykh that this guy would walk out of this world without din shemayim. You let an almana with kids who didn't have panosa in the middle of the winter, in the middle of the night, in the freezing snow. I was waiting 50 years. She owes you money, doesn't owe you money, it doesn't make a difference. I waited 50 years to see din shemayim. He said, I knew, I had to wait. I waited 50 years. There's no such thing as getting away. There's no such thing as getting away. Whether it happens in this world or happens in the next world, who knows? Nobody walks off scot-free. There's no such mitzvah. What you see and what you don't see is nothing. At this point of life, you look at it, you look around, and to you it seems that this guy's having a great time, and he's not showing me anything, so let's go down that road. Derech Roshoim Tzlecha. The Derech of Roshoim is Matzliach, says David HaMelech, is because it's a Nisoyan for us. That we should be put in a Nisoyan. We should stop and think, wow, Eshiyah. That 1 minute is our Nisoyan. However much we're David in the
I'm not saying that I'm thinking Eshiyah. I'm saying is that these people are getting put. I mean, once you get close enough, not that you should not get close. Once you get close, any small thing you can.
That's not true, also. No. It's not mochach. It's not mochach. The faket. Sometimes if you're close, so the Rebbeinu Shleim says, "Adarabba, I'll give him another chance."
Somebody who's totally anti-God is more connected than someone who just.
Somebody is what?
Someone who's totally anti-God. He's saying he's true God every day. He's at least saying, "Yeah, there is a God. He's acknowledging God, but he has to be more connected than someone who has nothing."
He saw them always getting punished
when he was here for us. That's true. That's also true. This is very amiss. 100%. In order for us to have Bechira, we have to. 100% very good. 100%. If you saw, if as soon as we spoke Lashon Hara, we would get Saras, we wouldn't be speaking. The Madrega in those days was a much higher Madrega. That whole Shaila, Russia. Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ribbono Shel Olam. When he asked the
Ribbono.
Sure. The Gemara says that if somebody goes through 40 days without any Yisurim, the Gemara says, what's called Yisurim? If you put your hand in your pocket for your key and wasn't in that pocket, you have to go to the other pocket. That's also called Yisurim. It's all measured by Shema.
Yisurim, that's just like it takes so that time.
Yisurim. Right? Yisurim. Pain, right? So you're looking for your thing and you can't find it, and suddenly, you know what I mean? Or you're looking for your glasses and then you realize after 5 minutes that it's on you.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So
that was.
Is Eina Ben Olam Habo? Eina Ben Olam Habo, says the Gemara. It's not so poshut. All I can tell you, I'll tell you a murdik and mice. We'll finish off with this mice with Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Yudel Shapiro was a Rosh HaKol and Kol HaChazanish in Bnei Barak. He was nifta, I think, a year ago, 2 years ago. He had tremendous yisurim before he was nifta. I don't know, he could be had Yana Maisa, I don't know. But he was nifta, he took yisurim, shreklach yisurim. Chaim Kanievsky had this shilat himself the whole time. And it came out later, the Maisa, but Chaim couldn't understand why Rabbi Yudel Shapiro suffered so much. He said Rabbi Yudel was a masud otzum. He was dovuk in the Rabbi Yishleim. He was makbid kalaka chamura. You never heard of him because he kept in his corner. He was a godel shibig deil. Yeah? Kola teirot, kula, moise nefesh, vateirot, the whole 9 yards. He couldn't understand. One day, Reb Chaim woke up in the morning and he said to the Eidim he had a cholam. Reb Yudel came to him in a cholam. Reb Yudel was different. Reb Chaim was always in himself, was always thinking like he couldn't work it out. And it bothered him. That chelik I don't understand, but it bothered him tremendously. And Reb Yudel came to him in a cholam and told him that he's in a moridik and mocking. And the reason why he's in this, the reason how he managed to get through to that mokum, even after all his, with his koyachatayr and everything, nothing got in his way, was the yisurim that he was makabel in this world, towards the end of his life. Reb Chaim held it was nochadaita. That morning, Reb Chaim fell and broke his hip. Reb Chaim said that the cholam was, he held the cholam was a hachona to him breaking his hip. Like he would accept these stories. Yodel came to him in a cholim and told him that where he is today up there, and he's in his mockim, those Yisurim he was makabel. And I'll tell you even later, there was a guy who was lying in hospital.
But if he doesn't deserve it,
should he get a shayla? So the shayla is what's called deserving, you know, even on tzaddikim, you know, everybody on their madrega, you know, it could be through his lifetime he missed out on three or four brachas with not 100% kavona. So on his madrega, you want to get to your mokum with the shleimus of a shleimus of a shleimus, you have to go through certain yisurim. So there was a story of a guy that was lying unconscious in the hospital, and the shayla was, would you pull the plug or not? And they pulled the plug on him, and he came to the doctor in a cholam with massive tainus, the guy.
Jewish guy.
Whatever, they gave a heter, I don't know if there was a heter, there wasn't a heter. He came to him in a cholam and he told him, Chol grace of tainus, because if I'd have stayed another 2 days lying there in the hospital, I'd have got to my place in Olam Haba. Because those extra 2 days, the surim that I would have suffered lying in a coma, would have been machapa on everything, and I'd have come up clean. He came to the doctor with tainus. He came to the doctor in the cholam, and he said to him, how do you do this to me? I was going to be lifted another 2 days later. Those 2 days would have cleaned me up totally. And now I've got to go and suffer upstairs because of it. So, you know, chashbonos, we don't know. But one thing for sure, you see Klo. He came to, this is a mitzvah that happened. This is straight off the press. He said, Klo. He said, I'm at my mokim. I'm in a very good mokim. And the only reason why I got to it so quick was because of the surim that I suffered at the end. That's Klo. There's nobody that doesn't go, even the biggest tzaddik. In tzaddik boris asher yasa toivu lo yechto. Lo shteit m'chazal.
Four people
who died be itay shel nochosh, because there's a misa on the world. But you see, the Gemara says that what was the story? The story was that Rabbi Lezer, I don't know which one it was, one of the Tanoim, Niftan, he was lying for 18 years in the loft in his house, and nobody knew. I can't remember the full Maisa, but then after 18 years she saw a worm come out of his ear. She got very nervous. So he came to her in the cholam and said, don't worry about it, I'm not disintegrating. The reason why a worm came out of my ear is because years when he was alive, something happened in the Beis HaMedrash, or somebody made a Latsonos, or they made something against one of the Talmid HaChacham, and he wasn't Moicha. He wasn't Meicha. He heard Epis Azilzul in the Talmud Chochem, and he wasn't Meicha.
Someone was telling me that, you see all the people who went through Auschwitz, and all the very successful people, nobody's whatsoever. Your grandfather just had their